Well, thank you very much for the invitation to bring me from Latin America. I am from Chile, so I can tell you that I am coming from the south of the south, no? And also I am coming from a continent where we have suffered a lot of disasters, no? In fact, in Chile, in the last 10 years, we have 3 big volcanic eruptions, 3 big earthquakes. The first big was in February 2010, the second on April 2014, and the last one month ago in the northern part of Chile. And during the last 5 years, we have suffered a very strong drought because La Niña, and since 3 months ago, we are living under El Niño, so we have now floods, no, in most of the Pacific coast. And you can imagine that, like a consequence of this situation, the society is very disappointed with the government and with the scientists. They would like to know if we are able to predict, to help them, and to reconstruct the countries in some way that could be politically legitimate. And it's a big, big challenge for us. But to answer this challenge, we should say something before. And my first message is that, what is the real status of science in Latin America? I think this is an interesting point. But to go there, first have a look to this map where we have, you know, the total number of deaths, people affected by natural disasters. And you can see that in that period of time, most of our continent was affected. And if we extend the time lapse, of course, all the continent is going to be considered. But it's very clear that natural disasters are not distributed in an equal way in the world. And if we observe the distribution of social disparity, which is represented by Gini coefficient here, you can again see that most of the South is in a situation of very important social disparity, inequality. So what is the relationship between social disparity, social vulnerability in this case, and the occurrence of natural disasters? One of our colleagues working in England had prepared this statistical relationship. First, to show you in the first table the total increment in disaster, hydrometeorological disasters during the last 40 years. You can see that all of them, droughts, floods, storms, have increased. So for what is science in this case? And then in the lower table, you can see the relationship between the number of fatalities in the continent and some explanatory variables. The first one is exposure. The second one is GDP per capita, the economic growth, and the third one is social disparity. So these are the three main explanatory variables for the situation in Latin America. And of course, there are social issues, there are political issues, very relevant in this case. And what about the national expenditure, like percentage of gross domestic product in Latin America for science, you know, which is of course needed to answer the question of the society? You see, Argentina, 0.65. Brazil is the only country in Latin America which is spending more than 1% of its products in science. And what about the countries which are in the worst position for natural disaster, like Guatemala? You remember, 1 month ago, Guatemala was completely devastated by a flood, causing 1,000 killed people. And what is the support of the Guatemala government to science, 0.05 of the national gross product, nothing. We are not producing science. How can we predict disasters? And then if we move to the number of researchers and publications, no? Yes, of course, United States, near 4,000 researchers per million persons, no? And more than 200,000 publications. And move to Chile, my country, 317 researchers by million. It means that since we are 16 million, it means that we are less than 2,000 researchers in the whole country. And what about the other country, Bolivia, no? Or Guatemala again, 25 researchers. Or how many publications? 22. I believe that the first appear is that all Latin American countries has to invest a lot of money in science development. Other way, you know, we are not going to be able to manage the situation. And this is a new published by the first journal in Chile 3 days ago. I mean, when I were together here discussing about the power of science. And who are in this photography? In the left, the president of the Scientific Chilean Societies. In the center, the senator Guido Girardi, the president of the Science and Technological Commission in the Senate. In the right-hand side, the president of the National Academy of Science. What they are all together? Because they are complaining, because they know now that the budget for research has been reduced because of the economic crisis that are living now most of Latin American countries. So I should say that it's the same situation now in Argentina, in Brazil, in Mexico, and in Chile, which are the countries which are the more larger expenditure. So what is going to happen in the future? And this meeting is because the president of the National Commission for Science and Technology has resigned the day before because we can't accept this reduction. So, as you can see, the situation of the science and the power of the science is under discussion in developing countries. Second point, multidisciplinarity, which was also a topic of the invitation that the organizer made to me. I am coming from geography, and geography is always defined like a sort of interdisciplinary science, especially the new branches like environmental geography, which is intersection between physical and human geography. And there is a big appeal inside geography to develop this integration, this interdisciplinary science, and of course to be in relation with the other physical and social scientists. But we have not been successful. We are strongly divided in the study of the nature or the society. So, Professor Gayar from Auckland University is thinking that we need to move, if we would like to go to disaster risk management in the right-hand side of the figure, we need to create a new dialogue. And this dialogue is first between scientific knowledge and local knowledge. Let me to introduce to you Doña Demetria Lucas. She's the lady who is in this photography. She's 85 years old. She lives in the highlands of the Andes Mountain in the Chilean part. She's, of course, pastor. She has several livestock living there. She lives in the home that is behind her in a very poor condition, you can see. And in the two symbols that I show you is her watch in the upper part and her calendar in the lower part. Her watch is, of course, a relationship between the sun and the landscape. It's very important for her because she has to move with the laptop during the day, and she should be at home, at this home, in the night. You know, the dangerous moment in this day is before sunset at the start, the appearance of the first star, because during that time of the day, a very bad spirit are around and they can eat your soul. She knows perfectly, all the society, all the community knows perfectly this idea. Of course, you can understand that it's a metaphoric interpretation of the way to survive in this very difficult landscape. Of course, the temperature here in the night could be less 20 degrees. She should be at home. And she should save as much as possible firewood because she is in the border of the desert. And the calendar. Each circle is an ecological belt. And she has to move her community for the several ecological belts simultaneously. What I'm trying to say, that this local knowledge is full of ideas and principles and attitudes how to protect from the nature, how to incorporate the society, the local community, to the local variability. Of course, her community is not considered in scientific knowledge. We think that is not a respectable knowledge, but her people, her ethnia had been living here for 7,000 years. So probably it's a good reason to try to understand a little bit more how you can survive in this situation. Look at this other figure. It was prepared by Professor Coate. He put in the center of the interception of the system, he put local conscious communities. And if you see, there are several arrows indicating that this conscious community is formed by social identity, social networks, and local attachment. Identity, it's quite important. Social learning is quite important. And of course, social networks. In all the situations, we have observed the same. In the right-hand side, in the upper part, you see the last flat in one of these villages in the Andes. You see the size of the rocks compared with the lady who is there. And look at the other sequence of photography. Immediately after the flats, in the left-hand side, in the center, 1 month later, and in the extreme right, 2 months later, everything is clean. Everything is again working. It's completely reconstructed. Why? Because they have the strength of the local society, the local networks and organizations to be able to recover as soon as possible without any help from outsiders. However, look, this is Concepción. In the left-hand side, the flood that took place there 15 years ago. I can tell you that today all this area is completely built up. And in the right-hand side, the same place in the coastal line, affected by the last tsunami. What we are doing in land use planning in Latin America? I can tell you, any country of Latin America is doing real land use planning. We are always depending on social urgencies, the people trying to live somewhere without any real consideration of the hazardous escapes. And on the other side, we have big building, development, companies, and business going on, and they don't accept any strict regulation about urban occupation. Then, another big challenge is that we need to incorporate the sequence between preparation, coping, and reconstruction. This is an example of reconstruction of one city, which is called Constitución, which was devastated in the red zone area that you can see in the map. And then in the right hand side, you can see the reconstruction. It's a good reconstruction, of course. You see modern houses and buildings. But have a look to the reconstructed area. The homes are situated very near the forest. So the risk of forest fire is quite high. In the second photography, in the upper part, you can see homes exactly beside the river where the tsunami took place. And in the two figures, in the two illustrations below, you can see buildings in the middle of the forest, or one tower very near the slope where, of course, landslides are going to take place. What is the meaning of reconstruction in this case, and especially if we are creating or not new vulnerabilities instead to reduce them? And of course, we are not talking about the social effects, because the last time I had visited this area, in many of these towers, the population of the local inhabitants are having problems because they had never been living in towers. They used to live in independent houses. So, under this situation, in our university, we have tried to put together all the people working in different areas, and we have created seminars, and there are people from many different faculties, schools, departments, because we feel that we need to do something. And I think it's a good moment to recognize the Argentinian people from the University of Buenos Aires that they received the prize the first day. You remember, they, with very few resources, had made a lot in Argentina in that case. So we are trying to do the same, to put together the people to create new knowledge. But however, we had serious limitations because our institutions, the university in our case, is not prepared to do a real interdisciplinary research. We are working in isolated way in small departments, in faculties which are separated physically and intellectually. And of course, we don't have the broken, we were talking the first day in one seminar about the necessity to have brokers in our institutions. And of course, we are needing boundary persons, boundary organizations to put together all the knowledge. If we are not able to do it, for sure, the situation is going to be worse. The last reflection is that, yes, there are many international programs and many international organizations, but we think that in our case in Latin America, they used to work with the governments and not the local people, not with the real society, and not with the scientists. So we need a big change in the way that from the university, Latin America, we can overpass this very difficult time. Thank you very much.